Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast today. We're being shutterbugs. We're helping you get in the holiday spirit with locations to take your next Christmas card picture at Walt Disney World. We go into the theme parks. We go to the resorts. We go to the water parks. We're all over the place, even at Disney Springs. Where can you take that ultimate flex picture to impress your friends and family with your next Christmas card from your next Disney vacation? Don't forget, today's show always brought to you by The Magic for Less Travel. We'd love to help you plan your next Disney vacation. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link as you shop this holiday season. That one extra click really means a lot to us, especially during this season. Just click through brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And a huge thank you to our patrons who allow us to put this show out 3 to 4 times a week all around the world. We could not do this without you. And our patrons get a bonus show each and every week called Mike in the Midwest. If you'd like to support the show on Patreon, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 2011 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rahman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you and happy 1 week from Christmas Eve. Hold on to the wheel if you're driving. I know that's a little shocking and a little startling, but it is coming. It's going to be here soon. So we are going to have some fun Christmas slash Disney talk today. To get you in the spirit and maybe just wipe some stress off your brain there for about 30 minutes and just have a good time, because this time of year you do have to, sometimes you got to force yourself to enjoy the holiday season. I know that sounds counterintuitive, but you do need to slow down, grab a cup of hot chocolate, put on some Christmas music, and just, I know that you don't think you have time to do nothing for 30 minutes but look at the Christmas tree. But you got to do that. I mean, that's really what it's all about. So slow down and really take it in, because before you know it, it'll be January. And there's just, I hate to say this, but man, January, the only thing you have is cold. Like, you don't have any of the good stuff. You don't have a Christmas tree anymore. You don't have Christmas lights. You don't have, Christmas presents. You don't have the train going. It's just, it's freezing. Yeah. And it's just, I mean, if you're from where we are, enjoy it. You're going to wish it was now. So take it in while it's here. So that's my PSA for the day. All right. Also joining me today, and also she's the first one off my game, but you know her. Anyway, Ricky's here from themouseforless.com. Happy Friday, Ricky. What's up?
I'm here?
You are.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you're Ricky's here. Yes. What's up?
I didn't know I was here. Okay, cool. No, you know what? Speaking of like blech and everything, Brian has already told me he is done with winter. So... chalk one up
I
to
feel
us.
The same.
He's done. We went back to St. Louis, and he's like, "Okay, I'm good. Let's just bypass all the rest of this. I'm out."
I agree, because we were in Wisconsin last weekend, and so it snowed and sleeted, and it was icy on the way up. So, it's at first we're driving on the interstate in a place we've never been, so we're trying to get there, dark and everything. Flying up there and. And driving on the interstate with ice and all that is kind of hair raising. But then, finally we get to the hotel and we're like, okay, we're going to go to this place. It's in the parking lot of our hotel. You just got to drive across the parking lot. It shares like with an outlet mall. I mentioned it on Wednesday's show, Buffalo Phil's, that bring your food out on a train. But the thing is, like, it had been snowing and sleeting. Get out of the car, and what happens? Boom, you step into the slush, just right down into your shoe. I'm like, I'm over winter. Two steps. And I'm like, okay, bring on spring training. I was like, because it was all that mushy kind of stuff. I was like, done with winter.
Gross.
Yep. Yeah, Took two steps.
Yep.
Brutal.
Yep.
I get you. I'm with Brian.
Winter's over. Let's go. I mean, we haven't even officially hit it yet, but it's over. It's fine. We're done.
Totally.
We're
over. I'm with Brian. Over. All right. Yes. And I know who's always over winter, because she talks about it each and every year. We have Pam Forrester, co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. What's up, Pam? Happy Friday.
I'm already over winter. I've already started thinking about how much I don't like winter. It's horrible, right? It's just, I think what I miss is the sun, seeing the sun.
Yeah.
I say that all the time. I just really miss that. But this is where we live. It will be for the foreseeable future. So I'm just going to have to deal.
Yep.
But I'm trying to think maybe there's a way out of it, but I haven't found it.
I know. We all live in these cold places. I don't know. All right. So today we are going to get you in the holiday spirit, and we are going to go a little old school and also take a tour around the Walt Disney World theme parks and resorts and other kind of common areas. And we're going to think about Christmas cards. And speaking of, I wanted to give a shout out again to Florence Porter, who organized the Be Our Guest podcast Christmas card exchange, which has been going on for, I think, over a decade at this point.
13 years.
It's amazing. And Michelle, who is taking care of the Christmas ornament exchange, which those things are flying all over the country. And we got that thread going on over at the Facebook page, so you can get to see all that joy happening there. So thanks to those ladies for taking care of that. Wanted to send a shout out here on a Friday there with that. But today we're going to talk about if you were at Walt Disney World. And you could do this really this time of the year, but there are a few places that are kind of, I call them like all-star locations, where you can take a Christmas card picture with your family or your significant other or just a solo shot, and you can make this your Christmas card for 2022, thinking ahead. So there are some places you can do it year-round, but there are a lot of places where you have to do it during the holiday season itself. All right, so we'll go with Ricky. I'll let you lead us off. So if you want, and we're looking for like the ultimate like flex, like you want to send this out and like it shows up, somebody opens up the envelope. Oh, it's a card from Ricky. Okay. Look at Brian. I got to say, when I see pictures of you and Brian, sometimes I'm like, oh, it's the outfit. But, you know, because you wear like Christmas sweaters and everything.
I do.
Like, you are in, you feel the spirit sometimes. I mean,
I do.
I'm talking location.
My card this year, which I have not sent out yet, but I'm working on it. And ironically enough, I've had them for like a good like 2 months. So I really failed at the Christmas card thing because like I had plans to have everything out and I failed. Anyway, but my Christmas card this year is not like super Christmassy, but it is super creative. So I'm very excited about that. But if I'm looking for the ultimate like wapow Christmas like card, it screams Christmas at Walt Disney World. I mean, I think you've got, I mean, besides the, you know, the traditional like Main Street USA picture, right? You've got to go to the gingerbread house at the Grand Floridian Resort.
Ooh, I gave you the first pick, and basically what this is like a draft, and you did not take what I thought was ranked as the number one pick. But I'll
give it to you. Okay. I think I'm going to surprise you with a few of them, you know? So like, you know, you got to go with, I think one of the gingerbread displays are like really awesome. They have the fantastic one at the beach club right now with the carousel. I mean, that carousel, they actually build this thing that seriously moves out of gingerbread, and it's amazing every year, and chocolate horses, and like it's so cool. But if you want like the ultimate, like just screams Christmas, I feel like you have to do the gingerbread house at the Grand Floridian. I just, thank you, mic drop. Let's go. Podcast is over.
Well, it's too short. We got to keep going.
Okay.
But I mean, a lot of folks do. You think, I mean, here's the thing. Let me ask you this. Okay. I'll go to Pam next, but let me ask Pam before she gives her pick as a location to take a Christmas card picture. Do you think a lot of folks do kind of do this actual process and pack like an outfit, you know, matching out? I mean, Scott wore his Jam Jams to the After Hours event. So that's his Christmas card, I think, for this year, you know, I mean, is this a thing? I mean, I guess it is a thing that people do Christmas
card
pictures.
Yeah. People bring like, you know, they know that they're going to have pictures taken. They might have photo pass or, you know, memory maker added to their package. And they're like, okay, I'm going to take a travel picture for my holiday card this year because, it is a flex, right? I mean, if you're somewhere spectacular, yeah. What better way than to celebrate it by letting all your friends and family be jealous of where you went?
Aha, look what we did.
I'm like, if people can write a Christmas letter, I can send out my Christmas photo with us being somewhere, right?
True, yes. Okay, got it.
No, we usually are somewhere. It's usually Disney. This year it wasn't, actually. It was in New York City. But we usually take a picture of where we are. And one of the reasons is because when we're on vacation is one of the few times that we take pictures of all three of us together.
And where you're actually trying to look good for like a dinner or something, right? Yeah, exactly. I get that. It totally.
Yes. At home, it's like, no.
I don't have on like sweats and like a Run Disney
exactly.
shirt.
Exactly.
Seriously.
Yes.
Exactly.
We look like we haven't pulled it together in months.
Right. Mike doesn't have on a hat. Get a picture real quick.
Exactly. So yeah, for sure.
Okay. So, well, you didn't give a location though. Where are you going to go?
Oh, I'm going to give a location.
Like, okay, guys, thank you.
I'm like, where are we?
Wait, we do a podcast?
What? I thought we were just chatting.
Okay, got it.
No.
It's a difference between a podcast and a phone call. Go ahead.
That's right.
Sometimes we forget.
Sometimes we forget. Yeah.
So I think one of the most spectacular trees at Walt Disney World has to be the Wilderness Lodge.
See, that's what I thought would be number one.
There you go.
Exactly. And I think it's just because when you walk into that lobby, that tree is just jaw-droppingly gorgeous. It just really is. And the Wilderness Lodge is really like a Lego set, or not Lego, Lincoln Log set, right? And that's really what the hotel looks like. It looks like someone put together all their Lincoln Logs and made this really cool thing. I got my toys mixed up, my Legos and my Lincoln Logs, right? You're building things.
Aesthetically, there's a big difference, like in the picture. I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it look a little different.
Exactly. But that would be kind of cool,
it
right?
It would be kind of cool.
A Lego themed hotel.
Not exactly the same look, though. It'd be really weird.
No, no. But it really is, and it just fits with that Pacific Northwest theme, a big pine tree. I really love, too, and this is true of all Disney World trees, but they're very unique. The ornaments are unique. The lighting is unique. There's just so much about it. So at the Wilderness Lodge, you'll find ornaments that look like teepees and drums and elk horns and all these different really cool things. So make sure that you take time to like really look at that. But I think that there are lots of great locations there at the Wilderness Lodge to take pictures, and it's just going to really remind you of the season. So,
okay, so I'm not going to give mine yet, but Wilderness Lodge was going to be like, I thought, the number one pick. But here's the thing, like with Disney Christmas trees, they are so gargantuan, they're so tall, mm-hmm. that it's really hard to like get that in a picture. Because if you're in it with your family, I mean, you guys look like Smurfs, right? I mean, it's hard to get the you and this, you know, 75-foot tree to make it look right, or you guys just don't look, there's just no ratio. And the thing is, maybe like you take it over by the fireplace at the Wilderness Lodge and like the tree's kind of off in the distance so that it, you know, I was trying to think like how you would frame it so that you get, you know, maybe like the, like you said, like the lobby of the lodge where you get kind of the woodwork, the totems, the tree, mm-hmm. and maybe some of the fire, because you know you get that whole like Christmas hearth feel. I was trying to think like beyond like just the, you know, like okay, do it at Wilderness Lodge, like how would you frame it at Wilderness Lodge to get a really good picture, because that's what I'm
looking at. That's a good point. There is a little bridge that they have over the that little it starts this babbling brook sort yep. of starts in the lobby. If you got there, and you'd have to do it during a time when there weren't a ton of people there, but you may be able to have someone take the picture with the tree behind you. It would sort of be blurred in the background, but that might make a good portrait shot. I think too, there are different spots, you know, as you go up that you can see the tree. The challenge with that usually is that the lighting gets really wonky depending on your, but I think if you chose what maybe one of the sides and have the tree again behind you, that might work too. Another place I might take at the Wilderness Lodge is, of course, in front of that beautiful waterfall outside. Not super Christmassy, but still a great backdrop.
Yeah, I've taken a lot of pictures there, actually. Yep, yep. Yeah. Okay, so here's my... I need your help on mine, though, because I have an idea, but I can't picture exactly where this is. Okay, so one of my favorite commercials during the holidays, and it's ironic because I don't drink beer, is the Corona commercial where they just sing or they just whistle like, "Oh, Christmas tree," and then like
snaps.
And the palm tree has the Christmas lights on it. I love that commercial because, and I've said this forever, I love the look of a palm tree with Christmas lights because I love like that juxtaposition for me. Like, you know, I'm from the cold, like you just don't have palm trees up here, and Christmas and palm trees are like weird, but I love that look. So is there, I'm thinking like Old Key West. Does Old Key West have any like palm trees that would look like that Corona commercial palm tree? Hmm. And is there any palm tree in Walt Disney World that has Christmas lights on it? Or you could do
the
like
ones over by the Swan and Dolphin do, but they're on the trunk of the tree.
Because I can't think of any Christmas tree or any like palm tree that has Christmas lights on it, which is, I mean, think of how many palm trees there are at Walt Disney World. Are you kidding me?
I know, but how do you string the leaves, or how do you string them on the leaves of the palm tree?
It's Disney. Come on. They make coasters. Come on. Are you kidding me? They put them on Spaceship Earth. I mean, come on now. There's got to be a way. I would love to, because I think that would be a great Christmas card, because you're in a tropical location, you know, instead of, you could have, because there's, you know, there's so many shirts now. Like, you almost have like a Hawaiian Christmas shirt, like for your family, you know, like Hawaiian shirts, and maybe have like Santa or, you know, something on them. And then, you know, you're under this, you know, palm tree that it's decorated for Christmas. But I was thinking of Key West. Oh, Key West has to have some kind of Christmas backdrop, though, that kind of looks
or
like
the
South
Polynesian.
Florida. Yeah, I was thinking maybe the Poly, but I don't know. I guess maybe the Polynesian Christmas tree would work.
Maybe.
Let me know on Twitter or Instagram, guys, BRGuestMike, because I am seriously, this would be my goal. And I know I don't have a great, my next round will be better, but this is kind of my ultimate. I love that commercial. And I would love to have, like, that'd be my shot, would be the palm tree with Christmas lights, with like the family in some kind of like a Hawaiian shirt, you know, the Hawaiian type shirts, but like some kind of a Christmas print on it, because, you know, it's Florida. It's cool.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet, but I don't know. So maybe it doesn't exist, but maybe it does. All right, Ricky, second round. What do you got?
Okay. So I'm going to go another little outside the box thinking, but at Disney's Animal Kingdom, bet that's not where you thought I was going, did you? There is actually a really cool, it's in Dinoland USA. Again, not a place you thought I was going.
I was thinking this.
I'm going to blow your mind. Okay. So there is a giant, like, snowman looking thing that's, I think it's a duck, actually, if I want to say right. And it was, it's like this big, I mean, gigantic light up snowman duck thing. And it is made of tinsel, and it is so cool and kitschy and unique, and I love it. You kind of have to look at it, you know, twice to see that it's a duck. But it is so cool, and again, just a unique way of getting a Christmas card picture, and I really like it. So I'm going to go with that. I've definitely taken my picture there before, not going to lie. So.
Disney's like obsessed with ducks in Dinoland. I know that ducks, I think, are related to dinosaurs, but I mean it's like their mission from God that they're trying to let us know that ducks and dinosaurs are related. It's weird.
I think that's the whole point, is like, you know, they're trying to like bring in the characters into this. So, like, you know, because it's the whole Donald's Dinoland USA thing or something like that is what they're trying to like push now. So I don't know. But anyway, they made this big giant snowman duck thing.
You got to put a picture of that on like our Instagram or Twitter or something.
I have one. Okay, I will.
Share that so people know, because I have no idea what you're talking about.
It is. Yeah, oh, hang on. I mean, I'll show it here on the live feed, but this is what it is.
Oh my God. That thing is scary looking.
It is so giant and light. I mean, it's huge. It's so big. So yeah, I will definitely put the snowman duck
please
on the...
share that on socials.
Yes.
Okay, Pam, something less frightening and more enticing. I don't know why you'd want to do that for a Christmas card. It'll scare kids.
You're looking for unique.
It would
stuff.
Be unique. It's, it would be
exactly,
unique.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
I'm going for the unique options here.
That is unique.
All right. So I'm going with a snowman option as well. A little less off the beaten path. many people take their photo there, but it's in Hollywood Studios, back by Mama Melrose.
Yes,
there
so
are
many.
The
yes.
snowmen, right? And it's such a cool location. First of all, it's out all year long. So that's something you can even take it in the middle of summer. So when you're there with your family traveling, you can still take a winter-like picture right there. But it's right by Mama Melrose. You can just go there. They have these snowmen there that you can take a picture with. And I think that would make a really cute Christmas card, don't you guys?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of fun to not, like, I don't know, because we've taken pictures there in the dead of summer, July. You know, we're obviously in t-shirts and shorts because it's hot. But it's like the irony, like we're standing next to a snowman. I don't know if that would make a great Christmas card, but maybe it would. I don't know. But yeah, we always take pictures there. That's a good one.
It's unique. And yeah, people would be like, how are you in shorts with the snowman?
Right. So. You're in front of It's a Wonderful Store.
Yes.
Right there.
Okay, so mine's actually in the studios too. Now, this one's very traditional, only during the holidays, very obvious, easy to eat. Everybody's thinking of this one. right in front of those spaghetti poodles at the studios right there. Mm-hmm. If you don't know what spaghetti poodles are, I learned because of our show. They're those old porcelain poodle dogs.
Yes.
They actually have them in 50s primetime on one of the shelves. My great grandma had these and I had no idea they were a thing, but apparently they are. And they have the little chains between them. And they have those out as Christmas decorations now. And if you get them, it's not really the spaghetti poodles that you're trying to get the picture of for Christmas, because I don't know that they're Christmas things. I guess maybe they are because they're out. But, you're getting the whole, background of Echo Lake. Because Echo Lake with that Christmas tree and the reflections and the ornaments out on the water. And here's the trick. Even if you have, an iPhone 13, it's probably not going to do as well as, a PhotoPass photographer getting that shot for you. That would be a great picture because they're going to get the lighting right for you. They're going to stage it. They're going to get you in the right spot to where everything's behind you in the right places. But I think we've all agreed, right? The studios, Christmas. I mean, that's got the vibe. I mean, that's got the aesthetics. It's gorgeous. So you take your picture.
It's so retro. I think that's the thing about it that's so cool, that even, it just feels like you've been transported to a different era, a different time. And I think that's what I love about the Christmas decorations at the studios.
I agree. So that's why we'll go with that one. So Ricky, how about another location for another Christmas card? If you want to send it out.
All right. If you want to stay in the studios, I can stay in the studios. And I think you guys have an idea of where I might be going with this one. Again, it's a little unusual, but I've totally done this before. You got to get your picture with Santa Gertie. There is something about Santa Gertie. She's so adorable. She's of course the dinosaur. I know, ironically, that I'm talking about dinosaurs, but she's this dinosaur that's in the middle of the lagoon there, and she wears a Santa hat, and she's got an ornament hanging out of her mouth, and she's stinking adorable, and I just love, love, love Santa Gertie. I actually have a Santa Gertie ornament on my tree that somebody made last year. Somebody was selling them for charity, so I bought one. I have a Gertie, it was a planter that was made for me that I have Gertie stuff everywhere. So I love Santa Gertie, and I'm going to say you definitely should consider stopping at Santa Gertie and getting a holiday photo, because it's, again, unique. Where else are you going to get Santa Gertie?
Is it me though? But I mean, Gertie looks always sad. Like, she doesn't smile. She's always kind of looking sad. Does she not look
sad? She's like a brontosaurus. So I think that might just be her mouth.
Her face. Yeah, exactly.
It's a resting brontosaurus face, you're saying?
Yes. I hate you so much, Mike Rollman.
Oh my gosh, that needs to be a t-shirt.
I hate you so much.
Yes, literally.
Merry Christmas.
I'm going to make this for our next trip.
I think I'm going to figure it out. Yep. Okay, we're good. Okay, good. Got it.
All right, Pam, where else are we going? We've been in the studios for a while. We sticking here, we hopping.
Still want to go back to the Gertie combo.
Sorry. Stuff pops into my head sometimes, and every once in a while it slips out of my mouth.
That was really good.
That was really good.
So I'm going to say the new place to take your holiday photos is in front of Spaceship Earth during the light show. They have PhotoPass photographers there, and hello, could the Epcot nighttime show on Spaceship Earth be any more spectacular to be a Ross Geller or a Chandler Bing?
Yeah.
Any better? It could not.
It could
we
not.
Thought that the lighting up Spaceship Earth was awesome. You know, the times that we saw it for the 50th celebration. Now that it's the holidays, it got even awesomer.
Yes.
Is that a word?
Yes.
But it's so great. It looks like a candy cane sometimes. It's just great. And I think it would be really cool to have your holiday photos taken there.
I agree. And here's so much studios, but Sunset Boulevard during the sunset, was it called Seasons? The show?
Yes.
The projection show on the Tower of Terror. I mean, for one thing, just the little stars on Sunset Boulevard, those tinsel stars that they put up there, which I think they put up in August this year. I don't know. They're probably worn out by now. But those things look great. I know you can't get the music in the picture, but just, man. I'm telling you, the studios kills it with just how the theme is. It's so retro. It's so perfect. But if you can get it during that show, you stand on Sunset, get the projections behind you, because, you're liable to have gingerbread men or candy canes all projected there in green and reds. And oh my gosh, it just looks great with the lampposts and the tinsel and everything. Yes, do that. That'd be a great Christmas card. I mean, because again, the PhotoPass photographers right there are going to get everything framed just right. That would be better probably than even the Echo Lake shot, I would guess. I mean, it'd be more visual because those projections are so vivid right there on your card. So that's, I would go with that one. We got to get out of the studios. I mean, studios getting out of line. But I'm
there's
you,
so many great
so
places.
Good. It's so good. All right, Ricky, you got another one?
I do. Okay, this will be more traditional if you want. So, again, Epcot has a really great Christmas tree, you know, right in the middle as you're walking into World Showcase. That tree is fantastic. But if you go around and you go to the American Adventure, there's actually a fantastic tree that is there as well that so many people kind of just skip and don't think about. So I'm going to suggest to go to that Christmas tree and get your holiday photos, because I think that that is, again, a little more off the beaten path. And there, that tree is just simply stunning. So that is going to be my next suggestion.
It's a good call. It's a good call. Yeah. What about, is anybody... They have the tree up year round in the Magic Kingdom and Ye Olde Christmas Shop, right? There's a couple trees in there.
Yeah, but it's so tiny.
Yeah, that's what I say. Are they worth like getting a picture in front of? Like, I mean, I guess like if you want to do it and you're only going to make your trip down in August. I mean, that in all you say you go to. Here's the thing. Let's talk about this kind of some wild card picks, because not everybody gets to be down during the holidays. Like, for example, I'm not going down during the holiday season this year. You know, I'll be there after. So if I was only there, if you're only there non-holiday seasons, you have limited choices. So like Pam gave the snowman over at the studios by Mama Melrose. Mm-hmm. You have Ye Olde Christmas Shop. You get some decorations there. You could take a nice Christmas shop picture there. The Christmas store at Disney Springs over in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. They have Christmas lights all around there. They also have, now this one they kind of need to update. It's been there forever, but they have that. It says like season's greetings from, I don't even know if it says Disney Springs or Walt Disney World, but it's like a postcard you can stand in front of. Mm-hmm. But is that thing like faded now? I mean, it's been there for quite a while. Have they repainted that?
It has been there. It still looks okay, though, I think. Maybe if you knew that it was a little brighter color at some other point.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Yeah.
But maybe for people who haven't seen it before, they're like, oh, this is awesome.
Or you have Photoshop on your computer. You pop it up.
Pop it.
So I'm trying to think what else, like year-round though things. I mean, is there anything else Christmassy year-round besides those? I'm trying to think. Your Christmas
I
shop?
I think so.
I mean, there's a Christmas, like I said, the Christmas shop at Disney Springs, but...
Something else you could do is maybe you could gather your family around. There's different stores at different times that they have like a whole section of holiday ornaments, right? Just sort of like get there in front of it. Here we are.
Well, here's another option. It's not necessarily Christmassy, you know, but it does have like those vibes. Of course, going back to the Wilderness Lodge, you know, even if it's not the holiday season, you could take a good picture in front of that fireplace that's in the lobby there. And that, you know, kind of gives the Christmassy vibes. So you can have that if it's not the holiday season. So
that's a good point. Yeah, because, I mean, sometimes you just need, like, just like a warm kind of setting.
Yeah, that's true. And there are really fireplaces at most of the Disney resorts, if you think about it. So there's definitely one at the Boardwalk. You can go there. There's one at, you know, at the Animal Kingdom Lodge over at... there's one in the main lodge, and then there's one over at Kidani as well that I think is really pretty. There's just so many different locations at Ale and Compass there at the Yacht Club. There's one there as well. So lots of different places if that's what you're looking for.
Yeah, I was trying to think, you know, because here's another thing that I was thinking that would be special for if you're there during the holidays, just to kind of remember that year, is that, you know, say that year is your Caribbean Beach year, that year is your Pop Century year, your Art of Animation year, your Old Key West year, what have you, you know, make sure that you do get a family picture in front of that tree, because at the Walt Disney World resorts, they are also different looking. And even the theme parks, you know, while you're in there, you know, say you're at Animal Kingdom, that tree is, it's very unique. I mean, it's got these wooden carved animal ornaments on it. It's very kind of earth tone. But, you know, you go over to, you know, you go to Art of Animation and get your picture by that tree. It's, you know, it's silvery. It's white. It's very retro looking. Pop Century's got all these, you know, pop culture icons on it for ornaments. I think that'd be kind of a cool thing because, you know, what for a lot of us, what is Christmas? Christmas is nostalgia. You know, you look back, and I know a lot of folks take Christmas cards and they throw them like in a box, and you can look at pull them out year after year. Some people throw them away, I guess, but you know, it's one of those things like you look back and say, "Oh yeah, that was kind of fun. That was the Caribbean beach year where that tree, you know, had the you know the I don't know what Caribbean stuff jerk chicken on it. I don't know." I don't know what it would have on. I guess flip flops.
I think it has like little sea animals and like things like that.
Yeah, not jerk chicken. No,
not jerk chicken. But it's a missed opportunity.
It is totally a missed opportunity.
You probably originally had jerk chicken. Everybody walking back in, out, getting off the bus, like, oh, take that while I'm walking back to Aruba. So Pam, any other suggestions though for spots, little backdrops for Christmas cards?
I think too, you know, one of the things that is cool about it is at each resort, there's sort of icons that remind you of that resort. And to take a picture there would be great too. I think the ones though that have the best icons are of course the value resorts that are, you know, when you think about those, Pop Century has a ton of them. All the All-Stars do as well, Art of Animation as well. So think about things like that. You can take your picture with a larger than life size big wheel or Mickey phone or, you know, things like that. I think those would kind of make for a fun holiday card too. So
I've been saving my last big one because I've got one for year round, now. And it would make the ultimate Christmas card. Ready? Yeah. Buzz been like, okay, Mike's got one waiting in the wings here. I'm gonna pull it out. My ace in the hole here. There it is. Okay, here it is. Blizzard Beach. Okay, picture this.
Nice.
Yes, picture this, right? It's year round. You can go there anytime, except for when it's down for refurbishment. But you get your Christmas card picture in Florida, swimsuits in front of an icy looking mountain. But here's the thing, gotta bring your props. Santa hats packed in the duffel bag and maybe a candy cane or two. Boom.
All right.
There's your mic drop right there.
I like the bringing the props. Like I like you the need props. The props. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
you do. Yes. Yes.
You got to look frigid.
But then you also have like a sand pail, you know, and
yeah, true. Yes.
Bucket. And, you know, like yeah. You got to have that.
Yes. You want to plus it. You go get that in the sand pail. You get that snow cone kind of thing. You know, it's got
the ice cream.
Yes. For your Christmas card.
Yes.
I like it.
Yes. There you go. You're welcome, everybody. There's your Christmas card 2022.
There it is. You thought of it.
All year. All right. So there you go. So you have some ideas for Christmas cards. Just kind of fun. Just taking a little tour around Walt Disney World property today. But here's the fun part. Again, it's the weekend and we got some great suggestions on social about some of the best and worst bathrooms this past weekend. It was fun. But this weekend, hey, give us some ideas. I know that Wade up in Nebraska threw in a suggestion in front of to get your picture in front of Santa's sleigh at Walt Disney World. There's a Santa's sleigh, I think, at Disney Springs. We got knocked offline there while we were recording, so we lost that, but I did see a Santa's sleigh there, so that's a great suggestion. So if you have any other suggestions, hit us up, Be Our Guest Mike, Be Our Guest Pod on Twitter and Instagram, and we'll share those out. But until then, we are going to get out of here and let you get on with your weekend. But don't forget, as always, today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. We'd love to help you plan your next Disney adventure so that you can get that Christmas card picture taken care of while you're down there. Just drop by themagicforless.com today. Check out all the great trip planning tools. And while you're there, fill out that free, no obligation quote form. We'll get back to you right away. We'll be planning that trip, taking great care of you from stem to stern. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link as you shop online this holiday season. One extra click means a lot to us. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, thank you to our patrons who allow us to put the show out 3 to 4 times a week all around the world. It's because of your support we get to do this show, and we thank you for that. And our patrons get a bonus show called Mike in the Midwest every Thursday. If you'd like to get in on that, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Again, give me a follow on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike. Ricky's over there at RickyNibs. You can follow Pam at TMFLTPam. And of course, the show is at BeOurGuestPod. Also, subscribe to the show on Facebook and YouTube. We'd appreciate that. You'll get a notification every time we go live. And finally, please give us a rating and review wherever you download the show. And please do hit that subscribe button because that does help us with our ratings and discovery. And we really appreciate that very, very much. All right, we're going to be back again on Monday with another trip report. But until we get back together, enjoy the weekend. Have a great holiday season with your friends and family. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike saying stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.